Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to Queer Town, or as I like to call it, fuck, people are coming over. I need to clean my house. My name is Mace Kerwick, and I am thrilled to be here at our season finale. Y'all, we did it. Two seasons of this bad boy have now been produced, released, and hopefully enjoyed by all of you at home. So thank you for sticking with us. Joining me today is my wonderful producer, Kristen Washington.
Hello, hello.
Kristen, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, you know. It's a beautiful day in Austin. It's been a beautiful week in Austin, truly.
It really has been.
Minus that random storm that came through overnight, but I was asleep, so it didn't occur to me to think about that until just now.
It didn't happen. It was a dream. Well, for those of you at home, Queer Town is going to be out in the real world this weekend. That's right, y'all. We have a show coming up this Sunday at Cheer Up Charlie's in downtown Austin, where we are going to be doing the 90-minute variety show that put Queer Town on the map all those years ago. It's been quite some time since we brought this out into the world, and we are so thrilled that Cheer Ups is going to be hosting our debut. Get this, it's been 4 years since we did the show.
That's insane.
Yeah, you weren't even part of the show at that point.
I was not.
Yeah. But Queer Town is coming back, and we've got a lot of really special guests joining us, including the one and only Charlie Blaine, who is seated with us today.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Queer Town. Happy to be here.
Charlie, it's great to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a Monday, rolling off of a great weekend, going back into work. It's been definitely a Monday, but happy to be here. Also beautiful outside, wishing I wasn't stuck in my office all day, but you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, yeah. And today we are all winners because we are seated here with the lovely and talented host of Black and Queer as Fuck. Please, y'all, let's make some noise for one of my favorite comedians in town. I'm talking about the lovely Ara Juliette.
I was like,
I'm
making noise myself.
You know, we've got a little soundboard here. I think this is the right button.
Mace mentions his age. Mace mentions his age. What's a podcast? Mace mentions his age.
Definitely the right button.
Okay.
You know, like we said earlier, you win some, you lose some.
I mean, it got us all going, so very true. What more can we say?
What more can we say? And you know what else has gotten us going? I swear this is the last time I'm going to use my announcer voice this show, is this wonderful bottle of champagne, which Easterly brought for us to celebrate the conclusion of our second season. So y'all, let's do a quick little cheers to Easterly.
Cheers.
Get you a clink.
Yeah, how rude.
Eye contact. Eye contact when you cheers.
And then you got to drink right away. You can't just set it down.
All right. Good luck.
Or can you? Who made that rule?
Probably an alcoholic. So Black and Queer as Fuck is so fucking fantastic. I went to y'all's most recent show here in town, and it wasn't just a comedy show. It really felt like a community celebration.
Yes.
And I am so excited to sit down with you and to talk about this show because it is a triumph. It really feels like something that the city needs that has been long overdue. And you've clearly been putting in the work to build it up, to make it into the event that it is today. So how the hell does it feel to be not even 2 years into this journey and to have accomplished all that you already have?
Well, wow, that's such a big accolade. I'm very thankful that it feels in it. That's how I guess I want it to feel. So I'm glad it's coming off that way. But it feels really, this last show felt really great. All of them have. I feel like every single time it gets better. That was our fourth show in February. And it feels really good to see the community response and also to see even the aftermath of people connecting and people wanting to be a part of it or figuring out like where its pieces lie, like within the community. Especially since it really just started off as everything starts off as a little idea or something that you're like, oh, this would be great if I did it, or if the city had something like this. And just to see it actually take off exactly the way that you want is kind of crazy.
Yeah, because you aren't just going to be in Austin anymore. Starting this summer, you're at least going to do a pilot show down in San Antonio, which is fucking incredible.
Yeah. I mean, really, my mindset is eventually, I would love this to be like a mini festival. I do think that this is something that, I do think it's something that Texas definitely needs. I think it's something the Black and queer community needs. And I think that, being able to, I mean, taking it to San Antonio is definitely a big deal because we're trying to support the trans performers that we have out there, the drag performers, the Drag Defense Fund, but also highlight ballroom culture that House of Lepore, Natalie Lepore brought into that area. Yeah, I was like, I love them. And so it's just a big, it's a big part of that Black culture out there. But also just letting people know that we support and we see them, and like even those little small communities matter, that people want to, you know, people want to highlight and celebrate them as well.
Absolutely. Because San Antonio is very different than Austin in a number of regards, but I feel like the queer scene there is very different than what we have here. Because I remember I went to the district, I can't remember what it's called, where all the gay bars are in San Antonio, and it felt so quaint in a way compared to like the hustle and bustle of 4th Street. Now, obviously that's downtown, so it's going to be kind of a different thing, but I think it's just incredible that you're bringing this level of showmanship to San Antonio, and I can only imagine how it's going to be received there.
Yeah, I was reached out to by the Pride Center in San Antonio, and then also, as I said, House of Lepore, and there's something, a couple of them came to the last show, and they felt the same way. They were like, you know, we have a Black and queer community out here that so desperately needs highlight and to feel like they're special, or to feel like, you know, you're seen and it's not pandering, or it's not like, oh, we only want a Black performer in... Black History Month or something like that. But it's like, you know, your relevancy and your queerness, your Blackness is seen at all times. And they came and they reached out, and it was really cool that they wanted to collab and also to have the support of their, you know, their Pride Center, their city, for wanting to bring something out there like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. So I'd love to talk about sort of the ideation of the show itself, because you started off with a theater background, and now here you are a comedian and a host and also a showrunner. So how has it been to sort of step into those types of roles while putting on something that, like you're saying, is sort of becoming an event of sorts?
I would say that for me, it was really, when I moved to Austin, I actually started out doing improv for a while. I did improv at Hideout because, yeah, I did grow up very much a theater kid, and I'm also a middle child, so I want a lot of attention. I'm an Aquarius with a God complex, so I'm always trying to find a way to center or find myself or have someone accidentally discover me.
A star was born again.
But I can say, you know, when I being a part of certain communities and things, I just didn't feel like certain things just didn't either feel like safe or diverse or actually caring enough to be. And, you know, I got a lot of joy and pleasure out of like performing and doing things. And I do love stand up. I love doing things, but I just felt like sometimes people would only, you know, want to book me when they wanted a woman on the show, or they wanted a Black woman on the show, or they wanted this to look a certain way. And I didn't even feel like they were listening or really wanting any of the stuff that I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I actually, I worked at a brewery out here in Austin. And we did like our first something that there were two queer members on our staff. And we thought, what about for like Pride Month? We did a queer brew. And we actually like named it after a local, you know, queer person out here. Like that way we can support and highlight, but also let people know, like in the beer industry, like queer people are accepted. You're cool. And our first person that we highlighted and did was Louisiana Purchase. And that queer brew, ended up meeting the people when Little Gay Shop came out. They were just a pop-up, and I became really close with the owners, and we just both kind of saw like this, they both have this vision of also like not just being, oh, we're just a gay store, we're just a queer store. Oh, this is like, we want to be a part of a community, want to build or see something. And I just was getting so discouraged in some of the scenes that I was in with like improv and comedy when, one of the owners, Justin, he like reached out and he was like, well, what if you like really started making something that you felt like centered what you're looking for? Like instead of being, he's like, I don't think you should stop doing what you're doing, but I think that you're just like not in the areas that you're not like either speaking to those areas or you're just not like where you need to be. And, I mean, I really sat and thought with that kind of just like, well, what am I looking for? Or who am I? Or what are people looking for? And really just kind of reaching out to people that I admire within those certain communities and really just kind of pulling that stuff together. It really just was like overnight. And yeah. People really wanted to, oh, they're like, yeah, like, no, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. That's what we, you know, we all want to do it. And, or it just kind of, and it just really, I don't know. It's just something that also, I know it's really great for the community, but I can say it also brought a lot like life back into me and myself as well. Like just being like, okay, like I do like performing. I do like art. I do like this. And sometimes like certain aspects can take that away from you. You know, certain things can like take it away from you.
100%. And improv in Austin is kind of brutal. Mm-hmm. I think as someone who's like done a lot of improv shows here and sometimes enjoys it, I find that it's like this revolving door for me of like, I find myself coming back to it and then I find myself going away from it. And the amazing thing about, you know, this show, and I would imagine for your show, is that like, it is my baby and I get to nurture it and I get to like bring it into the space that I'm in that moment. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm feeling like I want to do more live shows, well, hey, we've got, you know, a show at Cheer Ups now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm feeling like I want to have more sit down conversations, well, that was the birth of the podcast. And yeah. I would imagine that for you, it's something similar because you are a fucking sensational performer. I love watching you on stage. And
who needs SSRIs? Like, I'm like, what else do you love? Like, tell me more.
And it just makes so much sense to me that the show has blown up the way that it has because, like, yeah, like you're great. The lineups that you put together are incredible. And it was like a multi-hour party. Like what is not to enjoy?
Yeah, no, that's really my thought. There was like a few culminations of like ideas. One of the things I love is like growing up as a Black person, you go to so many cookouts, so many family reunions, so many things like that. And there have been plenty of times growing up where I was at a family reunion or a cookout that I was not actually related to these people, but it's just like that community, like that's what it feels like to be, you know, like being Black. Sometimes you just had someone that's your cousin, but it's not your cousin, but it's your, you know,
random aunties and uncles.
Yes.
Like, yeah. That we're related. I'm yeah. sure.
And that's kind of was like my thought. I was like, well, I would love to have something that feels like, okay, you're showing up and no, you don't really know these people, but eventually you're going to leave and like, okay, this is like, it's my cousin, you know, or like, I love seeing that part. Like that's my spirit auntie up there or something like that. You know, that was like a thought behind that. And then also, you know, one of my biggest random silly inspirations is always Issa Rae. I always think about like how her episodes where she would do, you know, when you watch Insecure, yes. and she put on, you know, that the her block parties and things like that. That's mm-hmm. That's an idea that I feel like a lot of like Black creators have, like that thought. We just want to get people together who vibe the same way, who create the same way, like who have the same ideas, the same, and build that community, have that thought. And that was kind of like, I guess I would say like my thought, my idea process. And even with the different types of creators that, you know, we have with, you know, drag and comedy and spoken word. And then, you know, I just let Stephanie do whatever they want up there because I think that they can do anything.
Oh, they can. I mean, I directed Steph in a show in January and it's literally like you just need to let Steph do their thing. Yeah. And it was like one or two notes for them. But it was like, yeah, like you are like pulling people who are naturals on stage and like you have music as well. Yes. Like it's a full ass thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's all around event. We also, I love to obviously include our vendors and also give them, we usually will sometimes have artists and things just so there's so much, so there's just so many mediums I think of different creativity and art. And also like you can see, I think the multifacetedness of, you know, Black queerness, artists, creatives and individuals. I think that there's so much, I think that there's so many different ways to be like Black. There's so many different ways to be queer. There's so many different ways to be an artist. And I love that in my world, those mediums are kind of shown, you know?
Definitely. Well, and I think we kind of glossed over it, but it's really amazing the partnership that you've been able to cultivate with the Little Gay Shop. And now, obviously, organizations in San Antonio. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And you're clearly able to not only do like the showman side of it, but like the admin side as well.
Yeah. I think that, as I said, like a lot of it comes down to, and it sounds so like silly and I would say millennial, but like vibes and like being able to like, you know, you pick up on, you know, people's energy. And I, you know, working with the Little Gay Shop, they were friends. They were always friends beforehand. And I loved their shop. I loved what they believed. And I knew them for, you know, a while. And they were someone who also like saw me perform, came to do, and they were like, oh no, like you can do more than what you're doing. And so, and it's the same way, as I said, like, you know, the Pride Center came out from San Antonio and they're like, oh no, like this is something that, you know, we believe in. Even working with Annie's Day and Night, they are always, when do y'all come, you know, how can we partner? How can we be included with this? Or when I work for Future Front, they were like, oh, we want to set up or do stuff. Cause it's just very much like, I think you can feel like real authenticity, or like you can feel like when people are really about what they say they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're, you know, and I'm just such a person where I don't have time for, I don't like to be pandered to.
No.
Totally.
You know, especially I feel like, you know, as a Black woman, as a queer woman, as like, you know, how you can feel when someone, oh, I just want to have like this friend, or I just want to show that I have, and I can feel when something is
fake.
Yeah.
Well, in Austin, I think DIY is so crucial to how anything happens here. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people who are, and Charlie, I don't know if you can speak to this from like your perspective in like the dance side of things, but it's like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people who like want the aesthetic, mm-hmm. of it. They want the status that comes with being affiliated with something.
Yes.
And then there's like people on the other side who are like, just like doers. Like they will do whatever. It does not matter what the show is. It does not matter the quality. And so somehow it's like, you need to find this like in between, right? Yeah. Where it's like you're getting the right energy, the right partnership, but it's also with someone who can like actually make it happen and is actually there for the right reasons.
I mean, just from my experience, I think it's more about how it feels and less about what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And over time, it develops into something that is beautiful. Even it starts gritty, and I think gritty can be beautiful too. Yeah. But I think for me, like I feel authenticity, and I think that's more like that pulls me in more than I think than something like pretty or like established even, like is kind of off putting in a way where I'm like, am I really welcome here? Or is this just the like one night that you're doing the one thing versus like, we're creating the space for us. And, I really see that in what you're doing as well. And I think it's so fucking incredible.
Is that one of the things that you found the most challenging, like surrounding yourself with the right community of people when you were starting to put this together?
I can say that that's one of the reasons why it was a little bit easier to put this together, is because some of the other things that I had done or been a part of, mm-hmm. had been kind of like I'd been involved, like interacted with, not, I wouldn't say like the wrong people or the wrong things, but you interact with and you sort of like, okay, this doesn't sit well with me, or this isn't who like is for me. And I think that, you know, even, you know, speaking as like how you're, like how you were saying, like when things feel particular, like to you or set for you, like, I feel like, you know, as a Black person, as you know, when things don't feel right, mm-hmm. or when people are only reaching out to you in February, or like when people are, oh, it's women's history, like when people are, and it's like, I'm this person year long, or like, I'm an artist like all year long, or I'm, and this is only time like you see me, it kind of feels like a certain way. And it's the same way for, I think a lot of like Black performers, a lot of Black and queer performers, a lot of queer performers, where all of a sudden you're only getting booked in June. Mm-hmm. You haven't, no one has reached out to you, or no one's asking for these excerpts or things, but all of a sudden people are booking you in June. Mm-hmm. For Pride Month, or people are only, and I think that was another like backside, whereas I mean a part of Black and Queer, I'm like, no, these people can be booked all year long. Like you should be going to SMB shows all the time. Like they are amazing. You know, like they're not just someone you needed to see at this time. Or, you know, I had the privilege of, you know, our first show, the first couple shows we had Mama Duke, on a couple of our shows, right? Mama Duke's amazing. And it's just like, you know, they're also like a really big advocate on, you know, when people like reach out to you, when people want to work with you, or they see like the status, or they see the things that you do. And I feel like you'd have to kind of, I don't know, like listen to yourself, I will always reach out to other artists as well. See if things like feel comfortable or there's some, mm-hmm. you know, where what's their take on certain places or certain things.
Yeah. And people talk. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably one of the best things about living in this town is that I have been able to get like gut checks with things. And it's like, hey, was this also your case? Like, okay, it was like, cool. Like at least you can like have the framework for how to move forward with something if you do want to. But there have been certain instances with this show. I mean, it's been going on for 5.5, almost 6 years. And there have been a few instances where we booked someone for the live show and then had to rescind that invitation because of information that we had found out. And it was an unfortunate thing, but you know, we had to make the decision that we thought was best for us at that point. Yeah. And you know, it's not like there's like a community bulletin board where you can just like go and be like, hey, like, is Mace Kerwick shitty?
Oh my God, should we start like the queer Gossip Girl?
Yes.
That would be fun. I don't know if you remember in the pandemic during, I feel like, I mean, are we out of it? But in Austin, that like, was it instead of Yelp do 512 or something? It was like Whelp 512.
And I people do just remember started, yes. that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they were exposing all the shitty business practices. Yes. Yeah.
Well, and even that had a moment where they were like, oh, this was actually like a jaded employee who lied about things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but so. Also I was like checking in for the tea. I'm like, I'm like, oh, what's like, restaurants next?
The only thing I have to do for an entire week is like go to the grocery store with like all of my layers of protection on. So like I'm just looking for entertainment anywhere I can find it.
Absolutely. Okay. So y'all, it's like the end of spring here in Austin. Summer's coming up. Just like vibe check. How are we feeling? Because personally, like the rapid transition between like chill, sexy spring to like, whoa, it's summer was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I think
swamp
I needed
ass summer.
Like,
yeah.
Now you with some swamp ass summer. Hey, okay. And I'm mop for that swamp ass summer. Hey.
Amy is seated in the middle of us and it's like, what is going on?
I don't know. Vibe check for summer has been, I just turned 30 this year.
Oh,
welcome.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, I'm feeling, but I at first I was a little nervous, but I'm actually at a point where I'm starting to feel like really good about myself. So I'm like, this is like a sexy girl summer, like no insecurity summer,
yes.
like
love it.
Selfish mm-hmm. girl summer.
Yes.
Might get a little slutty. I don't know.
Ooh.
Like, let's talk about it.
Yes. Yeah. I think that this is like a, like two button on a button up shirt kind of summer for me. That's the vibe I'm putting out there.
It's a 2-inch inseam on them shorts.
I feel like last summer I made the smallest, most minute attempt at a slutty girl summer and you didn't hear about it. So that's how well it went.
I mean, I don't know. Secret slut is cool.
So I mean, that's my MO, I guess. But, what's my vibe for the summer? Just like stay insane. I work a lot during the summer. So, but I'm excited about it. I'm like leaning into like, I'm good at what I do this summer.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are good at what you do.
Thank you.
It's like a truthful thing to lean into.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Believing in yourself, celebrating your wins.
Yes.
You love that for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm having some bittersweetness. I feel like it's been such a long and beautiful spring. Mm. Like, I don't know. It feels like it's been unseasonably a long spring. And so heading into summer, I'm kind of sad to like say goodbye to spring and the beautiful weather and all of the rain we've had and head into, you know, swamp ass season.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I don't know. I'm really excited. I laid out a deep eddy for one of the first times this season on Sunday yesterday and just missed it. I was like, okay, I need my pina colada. I need, you know, my two button up blouse or whatever the fuck I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to smell my own BO again.
Oh, we're all going to be so well acquainted with our body odor.
Yes.
This might be TMI, but I had to like do like a dermatologist thing before summer came to us to like get rid of some like extra bad BO.
How did that go?
I was like, what? How do you even call a doctor for that?
So, it's killing people.
Doctor, things are going really weird in my armpits. And you know what they were, okay? And she prescribed me some stuff, and it's actually made a huge difference. So if you have any questions about some weird body odor that might be stronger than usual. You know what? Me sharing this on my own show is what? Bravery.
You're so hashtag confident.
Hashtag brave.
So brave.
I am a hashtag brave comedian who is boldly sharing my truth with my fans. And you know what? That's all that anyone can ask for.
I wouldn't. I'm not a, I would say heavy BO girl, but I can say that when I eat, I can smell what I ate. Like, but I think that's healthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been told it's really, it's like, oh, I'm like, oh, I had pho. Like, and it was really good.
Your metabolism is like rocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like I can smell my martini. Like, you know, I went to a Argentinian cafe. I was like, ooh, passion fruit. Like, but it's just like, I know. So I'm like, I'm an extra strength deodorant girl. I'm like, when people are like, oh, that stuff causes cancer, I'm like, I'm sorry, better cancer than you smelling everything. Then I'm like, I'm like, some people need the aluminum. I'm like, put the aluminum back. You, natural's not, let's be real, babe. You only live once. Stop doing natural. Natural's not for everybody. Let's talk about it. I'm going to be honest, especially in our scene. I will go to a lot of shows. I'm like,
musty.
And just because, I'm just like, just because, you know, we believe in our natural doesn't mean you can come up here smell like cabbage. I don't want you to be front row raising your arms and you know you smell like that when you left the house. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating overlap between like, you know, like queer witch and then like fag princess. Like they're often into the same music, you know, and it's like, man, the food that they had before coming here was wildly different.
It's like, did you have kimchi? I'm sensing lentil, kimchi, red beans, something's going on here.
Everything's fermented.
And we need you to keep your hands down at the show, please. Let's be real.
So I will say years ago, I was in St. Louis Pride and I have a very good friend who self-identifies as a witch and is like, is absolutely like the diet that you were describing right there. And I was like, hey, like, do you have any like fun drugs? And because I was staying at her house, right? And she was like, well, I read online that in Germany they're snorting cocoa.
What?
So, guess who snorted cocoa?
No, you didn't. And what did it do to you?
It did exactly what you think it would. It was like a major like brain freeze, but it was like a dry brain freeze where it was like.
Did you get high?
Yeah.
It was like probably fucked up allergy season that year. That's probably the only consequence I had of that.
You just had like brown shit for the next 3 months.
It was, I think there was like a placebo high for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then after that point, I was like, wait, nah, like this ain't real. And then I asked her, I was like, you lied to me.
You only have $10. I'll buy a gram. Okay, like, let's talk.
I'm sure there is somebody in St. Louis with something that we can do. And she was
didn't
like,
find them.
Yeah, I lied to you.
Do you remember the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about this. That's exactly what that reminded me of. Oh, that shit was insane.
Yeah, the shit that we used to do, like, I used to think I was going to be a YouTuber. Like, that was just because, you know, I was 13 in 06 or 07. Like, I was like, I'm going to be a YouTuber. Like, I'm going to do all the challenges. But all my videos have 13 views. But the cinnamon challenge, That one.
Just for context, to anybody who maybe does not know what the cinnamon challenge is, it's you try and swallow an entire spoonful of dry cinnamon.
And it's like very bad for you. Like, so do bad. Not try this.
Don't do it. But yeah, what ends up
choked.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is like people start coughing and then cinnamon just blows out of all of their holes. Just like clouds coughing out of their mouths and their nose. And it's painful, but really entertaining.
Yeah. But I feel like that was like a mix of what.
Yeah, that was my cinnamon challenge. Yeah, Coco in St. Louis.
It's a little, meet me in St. Louis.
I'm going to circle back to this. I'm excited to maybe try a water talk trend.
Okay, we were talking about water talk before we started recording, and I wish that we had been recording, because the two of you were just like over the moon with, and I was setting up the equipment, so I admittedly wasn't listening to the whole thing. It's just like beverages that people have. Is that what we're talking about here?
So it's there's so many different communities in TikTok. Like there's book talk and there's like married women talk. Like, you know, there's crazy things.
Yeah,
and
I'm on lesbian van talk. Ooh, let me tell you what, that is like fucking fantastic. I do not want to get off that talk.
You're manifesting.
What?
Are you manifesting the like lesbian van life?
I think for myself, even though I'm not a lesbian, but right. It's the right vibe for me personally.
You're like, this suits me.
Like, here I am wearing camo cargo shorts. Like, I'm already halfway there. Let's go.
All you need is a keychain or a carabiner and a Subaru and you're set.
My secret.
Literally, are you okay with the cargo shorts and eyesight?
This is appropriate cargo.
Approved. Easterly approved.
My secret subgroup of TikTok that I really like was... oil filled wife, like the women whose like husbands went out on the oil field and were like gone for months, and they would be like spilling out the drama, like, you better not be meeting my husband in Georgia. Like they were talking trash about like when their husband's gone, and you may think just because there was like a whole drama about there are sex workers who, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say pray, but they there's a certain time when oil field guys are going to a certain area. So they'll be like, we're going to be heavily populated here because these men's got money. Mm-hmm. And so these wives were like, and don't, like, my husband looks like you better and I don't know who you are. Blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm living for, I love tea that like, I'm
not
a part.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But it's messy. And then you're like, oh, Susan, you're so spicy. Like, she's like, and I take care of my man when he's home. I'm like, tell me more. Like, you know, I don't know who you are. But the other one was water talk. Because my thought is I'm a water girl. Like I do not drink the water at Applebee's. Like but I know which restaurants I do drink. So I thought water talk was like, oh, Evian is better than this, or no one drinks Dasani, blah, blah, blah. But water talk is suburban, no, more than suburban. I would say a little bit more upper class fancy way women with big hair. Uh-huh. And those big ass Starbucks nice cups that are bejeweled with their name on it.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they got huge cabinets and specific water makers and filters and stainless steel water jugs to filter their water. Just to flavor their water with the coffee syrups that Starbucks has. What is it? What is that syrup called that they were putting it in?
I have no idea what it's called, but I am so bamboozled by this. Because it's like, I understand that some people don't like water. Yeah. I am also like a water girly, quote unquote. I'm like, I'm a water they them. Like, you know, I'm also the gay that has to have like four different beverages going at one time. You know, I've got like a seltzer, a regular water, you know, maybe some Veuve Clicquot. And so I'm like, okay, like, yeah, okay. Show me all of your beverages. No, this is people who don't like the flavor of water. So they're putting so much stuff in their water to like make them drink it. And it's like, you know, Skittles flavored powders and like four pumps of caramel syrup.
I have something very uncomfortable to share with everyone here, which is that I dated a man who was 9 years older than me who refused to drink water. And I got used to giving him water with flavors.
I know his, I'm going to be honest, I know his cum tasted like Mountain Dew. Like, it was retroactive. I'm sorry, that should get burned.
Chemical waste.
Grew hair on your chest. You leave the bathroom like, do I have webs? Like, am I growing an extra finger?
What? Like, am I an X-Man now?
I really want everyone to be hydrated, but I'm like, is this really hydrating you? Like, are you actually hydrated now?
I mean, but these women were putting like 3 or 4 pumps of coconut blue. Like, here's my, they would call them recipes. Here's my, yes. You want a blue coconut, blue raspberry water.
Like, that is not water. I am like, so sorry.
A recipe, you put water in a cup, 6 pumps of this syrup, a Skittles packet, a little Jolly Rancher at the bottom.
Surprise, it's a Jolly Rancher. Yeah. I mean, like, for me, I'm like, okay, if I don't like the taste of regular water, I'm just going to, like, cut up some lemons. Or, like, yeah, maybe, like, spice it up, exactly. Throw some strawberries or mango in there. Like, mm-hmm. Actual things.
I am particular. Like, I have to have cold water.
Okay.
Like, I'm a person, I'm like... If it's room temp and I'm drinking my own spit.
Yes.
You know.
So that's why your water glass hasn't been touched?
I mean, I have like 2 sips.
I do have ice. No. We can get you some ice.
But I'm thinking that was my water. I was like, oh, these are women who have a fancier way of having water. Like, their water's going to be negative 33 degrees, but it's so cold. You know, I'm dreaming of a sexy cold water cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's sugar.
I will say during the summer, I have to have chilled water. Mm-hmm. I think there was some episode of Queer Town. I want to say it was the episode with Caleb DeCasper that we recorded last summer. And it was that during that like span where it was so hot outside that the humidity just left and it felt like we were living in the desert. Mm. And I was drinking room temperature water and it felt like it was violent to myself.
Like, I need to feel like go like into my body, like such a severe different temperature.
I can't, like, one of my favorite things is when I'm like, when I smoke a little bit and then like you get really, really cold water and you can feel it go down.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you can feel it actually.
Exact opposite.
You hate that?
I love room temperature water. When I get stoned, I love drinking hot beverages like a tea or a coffee.
Oh, interesting.
It just like calms like my entire nervous system down.
I'm like, ooh, what is ice cream? I love to like actually feel the ice cream. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's going, it's there now. It's on this side of my stomach. Like, I can't know where it is.
Feel like, it move. You're like, smells like ice cream.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Exactly.
Wait, Kristen, can we talk about...
Oh God. Maybe.
What's
the tea?
We could edit this if you didn't want to. But a few weeks ago, I invited Kristen to a Drag Race watch party. And as these things go, you know, we're hanging out, we're having a good time. We're not leaving the watch party once the episode ends. And so I think like Untucked is happening and then Untucked ends and we're still there. And someone pulls out a bottle of poppers. And Kristen had never done poppers before.
I love poppers.
Where's the crying baby sound?
Wait, I think I've got it.
Even better.
I pressed the right button for once.
Proud of us.
I'm proud of you because you were a fucking champ with poppers.
What was your experience like?
You know, I don't remember. not truly. Like, I remember screaming, like, what is happening? And Mace sent me a video, and I really should rewatch it because all I can remember is that I have this forehead vein that I've never seen in my life just standing out, like, and I was like, oh, me and that forehead vein had a great time last night.
Wait, should I play it into my mic?
You're like, I'm gonna anyway. No, I'm a fan of poppers. Not all the time, but yeah. I think that there's a time and a place.
Totally. Yeah. Shout out Double Scorpio.
Yes.
Putting in the work.
Pre-pandemic, yes. I I went to a lot of Double Scorpio warehouse parties. I was like, would be the only female in there, but I'm just like,
oh, you and me both. Yeah, I probably saw you at one of those.
I was just being standing there, just like, I have the most clothes on right now.
I remember, so the Gay Agenda had their Halloween show in, I think it was like October 2019, and I directed it, and there happened to be some like Double Scorpio product that was backstage, and I was like, well, fuck it, I'm not going out on stage. So I was just sorry. It's some poppers. Well, everyone else was like filing out to perform.
That's funny because Emmett is one of the first people I did poppers with.
Yeah, Emmett probably hooked up that sponsorship.
So yeah, let's say Emmett is one of the, and there was a while where I always had poppers on me.
So I, years ago, was in the bathroom at Highland, and there was this like small man who just like popped out of a stall and was like, do you want to do some blow with me? And I thought I was very smart. And I was like, only if you do some first.
That's better than my random blow story following random men into the men's bathroom. You're like, what are you guys doing in here? I mean, but they were super nice and they're like, we're doing key bumps, you want some? I'm like, yeah.
I do love that, like, you saw two men go into a bathroom and we're like, what are y'all doing?
Like, were you gonna join? And like, what was if it wasn't Coke, what was Meg's? You know?
The Virgo mom in me is like screaming. I'm like, did you test it first?
I can say in the pandemic, like I keep saying in the pandemic because low key we're still in it, but like 2020, 2021, I was kind of on like, oh, we're going to die. Like, so if I'm following two random men in the bathroom to do coke, why not?
Like, yeah, why not? Like,
low key, I had that same mentality in 2020 because I famously have a fear of mushrooms, phobia, if you will. And I decided to do shrooms on my birthday because I was like, what else could happen to me?
Oh, God.
Worst fear, but it was amazing. Okay, I had a great time.
I'm glad you had a good dream because I was like, that could have gone.
Yeah, that could have gone south. Did you hallucinate anything?
No, I think I had a pretty microdose. It was just like very chill, and I had a good friend reach out to me, and he was like, okay, you cannot go into this freaking out. I know you too well. He like called me on the phone. He was like, you cannot do this. Set an intention, like, and just figure out what you want to learn about yourself and just like go in with that mindset. And I was like, honestly, the world fucking sucks and I just want to experience joy.
Yeah.
And it was best day. Like everything was just perfect.
I love that. I think the worst hallucinating time I ever had was on Delta 8.
Oh,
yeah. Delta 8, that shit is like definitely made in a lab. And you're feeling it.
It's like,
it's in the name.
Yeah. I'm just like, not, especially if you can sell something at a gas station. I'm sorry. Like, I was kind of tricked into thinking Delta 8 was like.
Yeah. I think my biggest like anxiety point with Delta 8 is that it's the same high for the duration. Mm-hmm. I think most things, like if I'm going to like smoke flower, you know, I'm going to feel
ebb and flow.
Yeah. And like that, it's like I get on that same level and I'm just there for like 5 hours.
Oh no, I had to put on Tom and Jerry and and I could not sit down. Like I was just like pacing my apartment. Like if I sit down, the movie's gonna end. Like I just couldn't like get my thought around what would happen if I sat down. And then and then my friends were there too. I was so messed up that I forgot my friends were there. So you know what I'm saying? Like I'm sitting here pacing my living room in a circle and then like kind of towards the end, I'm like, oh wait, no one can, like, we're all messed up. Like, you
know? Like all stuck.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, I kind of want y'all to leave, but I know you're okay,
but please don't.
Yeah. We all like the next day were like, oh, throw that shit away. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that worst $40 I've ever spent. I will just buy weed. Sorry. I'm not going to mix that.
We'll just accept the consequences.
Yeah. My pandemic drug of choice was ketamine.
Oh, really? Whoa.
I love like a teeny tiny bit of ketamine. It makes me feel like I'm like kind of like I think absinthe makes people feel like you're just like floating on a cloud, like ethereal and also not on this planet and like really loose.
I have yet to do ketamine and I feel like I'd really enjoy it. I'm a little worried about how much I would enjoy it.
I'm like, hit me up after the pod. I'll be
Oh, perfect. Hey, let's cut to commercial break.
Sorry. I'm like, do cut that out. I do not want Queer Town listeners to be like, Charlie, can you give me some
ketamine therapy with Charlie? This episode is sponsored.
We're going to need to soundbite that.
Yeah, that is absolutely our key soundbite of the episode. Wow. Well, folks at home, we have a lot of exciting updates for you to come, which is that Queer Town Quiz Time is going to be here when we come back from the break. So get seated, pour yourself another bevy, and we will be back momentarily. Well, folks, thank you for sticking with us. My name is Mason Kerwick. Got my full name. Whoa. Ooh. Didn't know I knew you like that. Okay. But you know what? That's appropriate because may we sin together with Queer Town Quiz Time. So this is my own naughty little game show that I came up with, and everyone here at Queer Town has really lovingly championed this season. So thank you for keeping this baby alive. So what's going to happen is I am going to ask really dumb and potentially naughty questions to two contestants, and then a judge is going to determine the best answer. I think I should have the players introduce themselves, and maybe what's a slogan that we can champion you with? Not to put you on the spot.
But. You asshole. What do you mean a slogan? What is
mattress firm, where it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
That's my
slogan. You have a beautiful voice of a fucking
yeah,
angel.
Wow.
That was like commercial. Oh my gosh. So, but thank you. Okay, yeah, what's your slogan? Can that be my
slogan? I think that's a great slogan. Yeah.
I think it's great.
And is your team name just your name, or what's your team name?
We're team... Team Stanley Tucci should hook up with Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fanfic.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So we've got Team Stanley Tucci should hook up with Jeff Goldblum. Competing against?
Oh, competing against me with the slogan of, I guess I'll do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah. No notes. And with a team name of,
I think me is a pretty great team name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team me.
Team me. Yeah. Okay. Charlie, you're judging. Do you have any special names or theme songs that you want to share at this point?
Oh my God. I just want to say you can save 15% on auto insurance by switching to Geico.
I think I on know. This show it should be called Geico, but what
Geico. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for the notes.
And Emmy is still here. That dumb bitch is asleep, though.
Could you wake the fuck
I'm
up?
I'm sorry. That was rude. That was rude.
We're recording. Yeah. You need to be present.
Emmy, you are our audience member. We've also got Easterly over there.
Whoop, whoop. Ow!
Emmy, do you have anything you want to say? I'm sorry that I called you that. Nope. Once again, this cat refuses to make a sound in front of the mic. One day I'll get her. Charlie, could you determine a number between 1 through 10?
7.
No, I'm sorry.
Keep it to myself. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Okay. So we're gonna use this. That was actually really good.
I did not understand the assignment.
So what we're gonna do here is we are gonna ping pong questions. So you're gonna come up with a number 1 through 10. Keep it to yourself. And these two are gonna throw out a number, and whoever is closest is gonna go first on the first question. And on question number 2. The other person will then go first, and we'll go back and forth. I have 8 questions, but we may only do 7 depending upon what the score ends up being. And basically, The idea here is that Queertown Quiz Time is a game show where subjective questions have objective winners. Ooh. So it is up to these two to compete for your love and favor here by...
I love you both.
Stressed.
By filling the 20 seconds allotted to them with the answer.
No fair. Bribing the judge. Nudity.
I'm like, I'll take it.
All right. So do you have your number?
I do.
That is not 7?
It is not 7.
Well, now we know.
It's like 7.5.
Okay.
We need to choose a fucking number.
We need a different range. Different range.
No.
Now 0 through 20. Okay. 0 through 20. Just to mix things up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. I got it.
Okay. Team me?
13.
Okay, team Stanley Tucci should hook up with Jeff Goldblum.
7.
I mean, wait. So, well, I now. Okay, well, I said it. I think that numbers in the world, like, is just out there. It's just, it can't help it. I did not even mean to say it.
So the number was 17. So 13 is going to be close.
Oh, not
amazing.
The first.
Yep. Okay, team me, get ready.
Okay.
All right. The L Word is getting a New York reboot. What should it be about?
The New York reboot of the L Word should be a remake of Avenue Q, and they just go down all the letters. I don't know. Of all the different things you can do on all these alphabet streets. Like on D, someone can suck a dick. And...
you know... Kristen, I don't know why I haven't had you compete with this. You've usually been the judge when you've played, but that was a pretty fucking fantastic answer. I've ever
10
heard
out of 10.
I liked it. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready?
Oh, same one?
Same question.
Okay.
Yep.
The L Word transplants Midwest lesbians, brings them to New York, and it's kind of like a take on Queer Eye. They get New York lesbified and then have to like help... fix their apartments, the people in New York's apartments, the Midwest lesbians get to like fix their apartments or do something. I don't know. Lesbian Queer Eye. Three.
Okay, I've got to go with team Stanley Tucci, Pegs, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Pegs.
I'm sorry.
Let's change it.
Bucks, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
That was great. I would 100% watch that, Kristen. I also
this is so hard. It's fair. It's a tough game. Now you know how I feel.
It was...
yeah.
Stress inducing.
Yeah. It's challenging.
Ooh. Yeah, the room got a little warmer.
It did.
All right. Okay. Question number 2. What's the absolute perfect music genre to listen to while out on a walk by yourself on a gorgeous sunny day?
Me?
Yep.
Absolute best genre of music to listen to when you're out on a walk on a sunny day, I think would be the voice of Kermit the Frog. Singing renditions of Kesha songs.
There's a place downtown where the freaks will come around. There's a hole in the wall. There's a dirty free for all.
I'm over here sounding like Miss Piggy. Oh,
I'm sorry, but that's like my sleep paralysis demon.
Didn't I do it for you, Kermit?
Emmy just ran away. You know, that's fair. All right, Team Me, are you ready?
Can I get a repeat of the question?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let me just pull that question up for you real quick. What's the absolute perfect music genre to listen to while out on a walk by yourself on a gorgeous sunny day?
Gleecast. I'm just going to let the time continue to run out because I stand firmly in my decision that the Glee cast is, one, a genre, and two, the perfect choice.
It can't be the Let's Have a Kiki with
Sarah Jessica Parker and Shangela, right?
I will firmly stand by anything that happened in Glee, New York.
Please, anything but that.
Why was that not your response for the L Word reboot in New York?
It's just the Glee cast.
Glee cast. Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Hot take, the musical episode in the most recent season of L Word Generation Q, melted my brain. Like it was so hard for me to watch.
I feel like Generation Q is sort of like a dark, nefarious energy in some ways.
Yes.
I mean, couldn't that be said for every episode of the L Word though?
Yes. Okay, so I think I'm gonna have to go team me, only because I'm so terrified of this like critical frog situation.
TikTok.
I do want you to keep seeing in a Kermit the Frog voice.
I'm trying to think of what's another one. This plate's about to.
Just Kermit only, no Kesha. I'm okay with that.
I don't know why that kind of popped in, but I think it's so off-putting that he does. Like, go insane. Go insane. It's random.
Yeah, I would love to hear Kermit's rendition of that Rainbow album. Her like comeback album. That album is great, not gonna lie. Like, would buy it on vinyl.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of liked druggy drunk,
yeah,
Kesha.
Me too.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, get sleazy.
Yeah, have fun with us.
Isn't
yeah.
that like the name of the album?
Yeah, I was like, there's this. I was like, get sleazy. I was like, yeah, me 17. Mm. Yes, me too. Ooh.
No, I remember being in my friend's like station wagon, and we were playing Kesha, and it was like, yeah, and we do kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but who would want to fuck Mick Jagger? He, at this point in time, not sexy.
Mick Jagger, it, like, back in the day, though, like,
maybe.
Va-va-voom.
I always just think about, what is that one song that Kesha at the end, when she's like, I like your beard.
Oh my God, yes. Remember that? Yes.
She's like, if you want to have a summer party in my basement. And like, for some reason, I was like, yeah, do I make your heart beat? Like, you know, it made, and now I'm like, hmm.
Yeah, Kesha spoke to me on a soul level. Yeah. And I will say, I went and did a re-listen somewhat recently. And like, the mixing's not so great.
No.
Yeah. But like, who would it want it to be, yeah, right? It should feel like you're literally in the garage studio with her.
I hope that somebody fully makes an AI of like Kermit the Frog, Kesha.
Oh, God. Yeah, if you have access to AI and you're a super fan of this show and you've made it this far in this episode, please, my dude, go for it. Does anyone else want another pour? I might give myself a little bit of one.
A tiny splash. All right, I'm loving this game.
Perfect.
It's been really silly so far. I like it.
Oh, it'll continue. Don't you worry.
Those are just okay. The warm-ups.
Yeah. Question number three. And this one might get a little controversial. Okay, team. Stanley Tucci is pegging.
It's
me. Oh, it's back to team me. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I'm doing a great job of hosting. Okay, team me. You're up first. Marry, fuck, kill the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, easy. Okay, I'm going to marry Joe. I love him. He's good for I forgot I'm timed. I'm gonna fuck Kevin because we love Kevin here. And we're gonna kill Nick because he's a little icky.
Wow.
I stand by this. I have a lot of opinions about the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, can you just like recap for us real quick? You're gonna
marry Joe, long life, over here. Fuck Kevin, because we want Kevin to be happy.
I'm sorry, just like, I'm not saying add more detail. I'm just
okay. Okay, fine. Fuck Kevin, kill Nick.
Okay, wow. Cool. Mm. Okay, team Stanley Tucci pegs Jeff Goldblum.
Amen. Okay, we're marrying Joe. Agreeable. He does seem to really enjoy, like, him and they look like they have a great sex life. We're going to fuck... oh my God, no, wait, we're gonna fuck Nick. He had that song that was really sexy, Jealous, and then we're gonna kill Kevin. I'm sorry, he looks like a thumb. He's always, I'm shallow. Let's be real. He's never been the attractive one. Like, sorry.
Okay, so to recap.
With no additional.
Yeah. Marry Joe, fuck Nick, kill Kevin.
I'm going team Stanley Tucci pegs.
I knew it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Kevin, I love you. I know you're listening.
I'm sorry, Kevin. It's just, no, it's, he the one had an e-television show and it was like, no one
so
cares.
Cringy. Like, yeah. Like,
next.
And like, you have like a failed app startup too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
He tries.
He tries. Yeah. I don't even want to imagine what hooking up with him would be like.
A guy who tries. That's all we're.
I don't want someone to try down there. Yeah. I want someone to succeed.
That's what I'm, after a while, the trying is cute, you know, yeah. But it's like,
you're not doing it for me.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so we've got 2-1 right now. Team Jeff Goldblum. I'm sorry, Stanley Tucci pegs Jeff Goldblum is in the lead by 2. And then team me has 1 point. Okay, what is our next question going to bring? Let's find out.
Okay.
I don't know. It might be on my phone, but I'm just in the dark as much as y'all. Okay. So this one is starting with Team Stanley Tucci. That's right. Yep. Okay. You're going on a picnic date with a cutie that you've been crushing on for a while now. What items are in your picnic basket?
Brie cheese. We're going to have, Brie cheese Capri Suns. I like, what else? Maybe some pizza rolls. maybe like, oh, what am I stressed? Wine, weed. Molly maybe if it's really pretty.
So I have to say that when you said Capri Sun, the three of us over here just nodded our heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was right. Yeah.
I'm a Capri Sun girl.
Yes.
What's your flavor?
Yes, I'm a Pacific Cooler.
Ooh, right, classic.
Right, Pacific Cooler is a good one.
Okay, Team Me, you're going on a date with a cutie that you've been crushing on for a while now. Mm-hmm. What is in your picnic basket?
Bug spray.
Sensible.
Maybe a little game, a card game, get to know each other. Some bubbly. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic, like some seltzer waters or whatever. And,
two, one.
All that.
That's the list.
All that.
Okay, Charlie, we've got two very stuffed picnic baskets. What are you choosing to bring to the date?
I'm going to go with Team Me, partially because I get demolished by mosquitoes. Thanks. And I'm like, thank you for thinking of my skin.
Wow.
I will say the Molly, though, sounds great.
A little Molly outdoor party with a little, like, right? Bubbly.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised. And honestly, it's kind of fucked up that I'm not judging this because I would have chosen your picnic basket.
Well, we'll have great, to take Mace. A little picnic basket moment.
Yours was just, like, a little too practical.
Okay.
You know?
Y'all can fully edit this out if you want, but I went on a picnic date with somebody like in the beginning of the pandemic when the partner that I'm with like and I weren't really seeing each other, and the sun set and within 5 minutes I had like 20 mosquito bites. I was like, I need to go take an oatmeal bath. Had someone brought bug repellent, I would have probably been able to hang out. But so yeah, that's okay. Why I was like team.
So yeah, it's relatable. It happened to you.
Yes.
You just got a sweet smell, a sweet scent.
And it's not coming from your pits. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
It might be.
It might be. Can't remember. That was a callback to a moment we had in the conversation earlier. but that's interesting because we now have a tied game.
Yes.
So we have 2-2.
Ooh.
Who is going to bring us forward into the next round? Well, this is an interesting one. Y'all get ready for this. The theater is known for its love of recurring character tropes, and one of my personal favorites is the cold and hard-to-please mother-in-law. Oftentimes used for comedic effect, this character comes with an air of higher status and plenty of great one-liners. I think y'all know what's about to happen. Using the time allotted, leave the scariest voicemail possible using your best mother-in-law voice. All right, Kristen, get ready.
Beep. Well, I thought you'd answer. I feel like I always call around this time and you should expect my call. So I don't know why you're not answering. I feel like my son pays for that bill, so you should be available.
Horrifying.
Why is this one making me anxious? My heart is kind of beating a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I need another beverage.
No, I'm like... Sip.
All right, let's hear your best mother-in-law voice.
Brittany, oh, I know you're not cooking dinner because Steve is always hungry and he comes over here wanting my meatloaf. I know you could never make the recipe the way that I could do it. Oh, I know you're not busy because you're not giving me any grandkids at this moment. So what possibly could you be doing?
Also, my sister's name is Brittany. That was special for me.
Okay, that's going to go to Team Jeff Goldblum, Peg, Stanley Tucci. Yeah, it's the other way around, Puck.
But also, we love a verse moment.
It's a verse five.
They're a verse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had enough rounds now that they're diversifying.
Yeah, they've finished.
But the vibe is still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. We still want to see it.
Yeah. Yes, I definitely want to see it. 100%.
You know, I watched The Fly somewhat recently. That was a great movie.
It's very creepy, but Jeff Goldblum is very hot in the beginning of that.
Like, and Gina Davis.
Yeah. Well, they were married for a while.
So my mother told that to me, and it felt like my mind just exploded. Well,
you know that like Gina Davis is like 6'3", like 6'2", 6'3", like, and Jeff Goldblum's 6'4". And so it was like a very like tall match made in heaven.
Yeah. She wears heels. She's the top for the day.
Yeah. I'm like,
I mean, Gina Davis is not giving sub vibes.
Mm-mm. At all.
No.
And Jeff Goldblum does not give sub. I think that he likes what he gives. What she gave, because now he doesn't have her, but
yeah. Well, okay, so team there's pegging happening is in the lead. And team me has 2 points. So we've got 3 and we've got 2. Okay. Let's see where this next question takes us. Bravo's current programming strategy clearly revolves around reality shows that are easy to generate multiple spin-offs from. Give us your pitch for the franchise they're missing out on.
Bravo presents. Bravo presents teenage daughters who hate their moms and moms who hate them back. We get them all in a corner and you get to say the most things you hate about your mom and your mom gets to say the things she hates about you.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, team me, your chance.
This fall, coming to Bravo, the show you never would expect from the mind of Andy Cohen, Inside, My Friendship with Anderson Cooper. Every Friday at 8 p.m. 3, 1. I'd watch it.
Or Inside Anderson Cooper.
Inside Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
What's the like the magic school bus? Like Inside Anderson
Cooper. That's a booty hole.
Right on the magic school bus. Beep, beep. All right, Charlie. We had 2 responses. I think one might have been better than the other.
Well, the one that I had in mind, I think, is an SNL sketch. I was going to say, like, coming to Bravo, soon to be Housewives, Real Housewives or whatever.
Oh.
But I'm like 95% sure that was an SNL sketch a few years ago.
I love that you just gave us like a programming ad.
You're like, something you've never seen before. Very new. It's been produced. People are writing it. The critics are raving. What is it?
Yeah, like literally, it's Kristen, your first edging. 10 seconds.
You edged us. Yeah. I'm not gonna. I was like, what are they talking about? What is happening? Who did it? From whose mind?
Okay, I'm going with someone's begging someone. Stanley Tucci's begging Jeff Goldblum.
Now they're edging each other. Jeff Goldblum is edging Stanley Tucci now.
Perfect. I'm loving this evolution. I feel like I'm in the bed with them.
Right.
Just voyeur watching.
We all want it. Yeah.
By the end of the game, Team Me will be pegging Stanley Tucci and Jeff Goldblum.
And I would still love to see that. Yeah. You know? I'd love to see it.
Yeah, don't take that off the table.
Yeah.
But I will say this puts us in quite a dramatic state of affairs because sex is happening has 4 points and Team Me only has 2. So we're going to see how this next question goes, but this could be our final question of the evening. Are y'all ready for this challenge?
We're ready.
Okay. This might be the most diabolical question I can ask.
Oh, gosh.
I, Mace Kerwick, ask you to look after my beloved cats, Oscar and Emmy, while I go on my first week-long vacation in 4 years. That's true. I haven't gone on a week-long vacation in 4 years. Somehow, on your first day here, the cats fall into a fourth dimension. And being the good friend you are, you decide not to tell me so as to ruin my trip and decide to go save the cats for yourself. Only to find yourself inexplicably fighting your way out of a hellscape by singing a remix of the Meow Mix jingle. Let's hear it.
What the hell?
You first, too.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right, team me. Here you go.
Wait, it's a remix?
Remix of the Meow Mix jingle. Let's give it your best go.
Meow. Bum, 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 bum. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Pew, 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 pew. Because there's like space lasers and like. Pew, 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 pew. Meow, 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 meow. And then it just like all kind of explodes at the end. And we end up back here, I'm sure.
I'm sure. No doubt in my mind. All right. team post-coital.
Meow. Meow, meow. Meow. Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
I'm sorry, this one was unhinged.
As it was meant to be.
I love.
Okay, I'm going team me because I'm loving the visuals. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could see it happening in my brain.
Wow. I do appreciate how y'all just did the meowing.
Well, that's the jingle.
Meow, 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 meow,
yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Right? Is there anything else?
There's meow, no meow, word.
Meow, 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 meow.
Right? I'm like trying to figure out. That's it. Jingle I know.
Is there another?
Are you thinking of another song?
Can you give us a rendition?
What were you thinking of?
I really thought that there were actual words in that song.
No.
And it's meow, 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 meow. I want chicken.
You know,
I want
liver.
Meow mix, meow mix. Yeah. Please do liver.
Wow. Yeah, you know. I've never listened. I have never listened that hard. No.
You do.
I see you twerking your booty too. You said, I want it. You thought, did you slap your butt?
I think I was snapping, but I think
yes.
Energy wise, yes. It was like, I want cock. I want cock.
He said, I ain't coming to deliver.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, this is a really interesting place that we find ourselves in because we have one question left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And team me, if you win this, it'll be a tie.
Yeah.
But team, there's a lot of pegging, there's sex happening, edging now, who's to say? And Emmy's behind me. But that's not your team name.
I mean, Emmy could be in it, I guess.
Emmy could be, yeah. No. She could be nearby if she wanted to be. Okay. So if you win this one, obviously you're the winner of the game. And I do not have a next question should y'all get into
maybe
a tiebreaker.
We'll just guess another number.
Or I'll come up with one on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's seven.
Mm-hmm. 7.
42.
Okay. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. You happen to find yourself on a date with someone who tells you that they only eat food from Marshall's. tell me how you are going to go down on them because that is their preferred way of sexual interaction.
What? Honey, so you're telling me you haven't eaten a vegetable in years? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I've got a migraine coming on. Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for this time. Grow up. Eat a vegetable. Okay.
All right, team me.
Before you start, I just have some questions. Just Marshall's? Also, what do you eat from Marshall's? Like, I need a list. Only because I want to accommodate you. No, not ready yet. I have a couple of more questions before you get started. Why Marshall's? I know I asked that already, but there are other places that I feel like you can get nutrients.
I'm going to go team me.
Hell yeah.
I got to know. I need to know.
Absolutely. Need to know.
Well, I would say that they do have good infused olive oils at Marshall's.
They've got some good items there, but if someone was exclusively eating from Marshall's, like I know we're talking about my ex's weird jizz earlier, but you know that this is like 1,000 times.
Well, because
worse.
You have never seen a fresh food truck pull up to Marshall's before.
No.
That shit's been on there for months. Like I've never seen a food truck pull up to Marshall's.
Questionable like expiration dates that you know they just printed something on there. It's never gonna go bad.
Nope.
April 20 what Monday? This just says Monday. What Monday?
They're like
it's Monday.
Body by Marshall's.
All right. And for our eighth question, which I'm coming up with off the top of my head, they are rebooting Spider-Man, but it's gay now. Please explain how Spider-Man is going to be gay. We're going to kick off with Team Me.
I mean, I would imagine that the gay Spider-Man would have a lot of pining and like long looks across the cafeteria and a very subtle smooch at the end.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like lesbian Spider-Man.
Yeah. But I mean, that, which is still gay.
Which I love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, totally.
It was also maybe like a little too realistic for what would actually happen. But
Christopher Nolan is directing this one.
Oh, nice. Yes. Good to know. All right. Team Stanley Tucci's pegging Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, I would like to say, first off, Spider-Man's always been gay. But Spider-Man, but he's gay now. Spider-Man scales poles, and you know which kind we're talking about. He shoots webs from his ass and every hole. Spider-Man in his hot, wet, sexy, silky suit. He's grinding on Iron Man. Yeah, that was my...
All right, this is... Absolutely. Steam.
I would riot Stanley if it went to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I would absolutely watch that Spider-Man.
Me too.
So I think the
I'm
reason
sure there's
that
a fanfic out there.
Yeah, it's like, it's gotta be a
he's
kid.
On Tinder. I think that's why that question came to me. There's like a guy in town who is like swiping on Tinder.
As Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he like, will he wear the suit to come over?
I haven't matched with him, but if I ever do, I think that's gonna be my first question.
Yeah,
like never take off the suit.
There was a TikTok video was going around of like two guys in those Spider-Man suits, like just like slapping each other's butts, like tight. And I was like, I'm into this.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah,
like, send me that link.
And it was just like a video going back and forth of just slaps. And I'm like, keep going.
Well. Team Stanley Tucci.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You won our final Queer Town Quiz Time of season 2.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
What was it? Chicken liver. What was your little booty dance?
Meow, 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 meow,
meow. I want chicken.
Meow mix, meow mix. Please do deliver.
Wow, well, incredible.
Y'all, what a fucking fantastic season finale. What a great season. Please go check out Black and Queer as Fuck. If you haven't yet, I can guarantee you're going to have a damn good time. And come check out our show this Sunday at Cheer Up Charlie's. Javi, who had food poisoning today,
feel better.
Will allegedly be healthier by then, but maybe he'll be out of town. I don't know. We'll
3 pounds see. Lighter. Spelt. Glowing.
Ready for that audience. Well, from all of us in the Queer Town Clubhouse, thank you so much for spending your days with us this past season. I don't know where the hell I was going with that phrase, but we said it and we got through it. And you know what? You got through this season. So thank you for being here. And thank you for being queer. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's all, folks. Queer Town is a Hey Kerwick production. Each episode is lovingly produced by yours truly and Kristen Washington. Our editor is Drewski Hewlett, and our project manager is Elizabeth Easterly. Visit Queer Town on Instagram and Twitter for more updates on today's episode. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being queer. Bye, babes.